Tonight on Arena, we can't go to theatre, but Cora Cadorca can bring theatre to us. And Eva Welch's new novel about Elizabeth Bone's wartime romance with a Canadian diplomat. Five one double 51551 is the text. You can tweet the programme at RTE Arena. Well, if you live in Cork, there's something very exciting coming to a green space near you soon. Faced with the challenge of COVID restrictions, Cora Cadorca, the Cork-based theatre company, has come up with an exciting live theatre piece for the Cork Midsummer Festival. The show is called Contact, a travelling theatre performance. And joining me now in the line is the artistic director of Cora Cadorca, Pat Kiernan, and playwright and one of the performers in this new piece, Aideen O'Donoghue. Pat, I'll start with you. Anybody who knows Cora Cadorca and your work will know that you're definitely a company that thrives on making theatre outside of the confines of any building, of any theatrical space. Yeah. I thought, yeah, the virus will put a challenge up to Cora Cadorca, but you didn't want to go down the online route.
No, well, not immediately. I mean, we have something in the pipeline for that also, but I suppose I was kind of excited and interested in the idea of, you know, quickly and suddenly what theatre can do to make something within the restrictions and finding a theatricality in that, you know.
And with a title like Contact, it seems as if it's absolutely made for these times. I presume you're making some kind of commentary around the lack of contact that we currently have or can have.
Yeah, or the difficulty, or I suppose importantly, what kind of contact can you make within the restrictions, you know, when it's not, you can't be tactile or, you know, I think we've all witnessed so many images of people trying to make contact with people through glass or perspex, you know, through solid surfaces. So just the idea of that, I mean, we're very kind of, I think we're being quite playful with it as well, and that it's kind of trying to attain the theatricality of those conditions.
And let me ask Aideen a little bit about the specifics of the piece itself, Aideen. It's yourself and one other performer that's involved in this. One of the lads from
Cormac Mullally, from
Lords of Strutt. So, is there contact between the two of you? How are you working things in a socially safe, distanced way?
Well, I suppose the two characters that we're playing, they're kind of created by this experience that the world is going through. So they want to make contact, and it's I guess it's a kind of a joyful meditation or homage to the new ways that we're finding to connect with each other. So we can't touch, and we really want to, you know, just reach out and hold one another, but we simply can't do that. And the piece is kind of, I guess, joyful and positive, and it's just trying to show the power of the longing for human connection and that relationship.
And it was today was the first day of actual rehearsals, or you're very early in the rehearsal process. So how unusual was it? I think there's just four of you in the room now, a two-hander,
yes.
I suppose. There'd be a small group anyway, but four of you in the room, and all the time this awareness of social distances that have to be kept.
Yeah, well, we've done an awful lot of workshopping and talking and troubleshooting on Zoom, which has been like highly unusual, but a really interesting way to conceive what we might do, and talking about those ideas before being in a space together and trying things out. So today was the first kind of in-person rehearsal. So it's been quite an interesting experience to create something artistic virtually online and then see if it works in our first day of rehearsal today.
Yeah, so the whole new world, the brave new world that we live in now, you have Zoom rehearsals before actual rehearsals, then you have actual rehearsals.
Exactly. And, you know, it kind of provokes a new way of working, and, you know, we want to keep making art and keep making theatre, so we have to adapt, and that's what creatives do, really. So yeah. It's a good challenge.
I said at the very top in my menu, at the top of the programme, Pat Kiernan of Cork and Dorcas Theatre Company, if we can't go to the theatre at the moment because the theatres are all closed and it's an inside space, and there are way too many difficulties that have to be ironed out with all of that yet. And I said, well, if you can't go to theatre, Cork and Dorcas will bring theatre to you. This for me is one of the real joys of this piece. Explain where you're going to do it and how that's going to work.
Well, what we're going to do is that we're presenting it as part of the Cork Midsummer Festival, because initially we were supposed to be producing Aideen's play, which was going to be in our small studio space, which obviously we began to learn it wasn't going to happen. So we began to think about, you know, outside of the practicalities and guidelines of people not being able to go into spaces, I think we're conscious also of the idea that there's a nervousness of gathering with other people also. So the idea that we bring it to greens around the city, we're going to bring them to 16 different greens. And when I say greens, like housing estate greens that are surrounded by houses that have access for us for our vehicles, and for the most part, we'll be travelling independently, that we make and find hopefully a theatricality in the setup of this as well with our crew. So this ordinary green space that it's transformed with, you know, with the construction of a set, the installation of an LED wire-free lighting system, that idea will transform the place. Then the actors come in, and then the piece that we are making will happen there, and then the crew will disassemble the piece in view of our audience. You can watch it from your garden, your bedroom window, your living room window, maybe you can step outside the hedge, but that it's basically theatre in the round in housing estates.
I mean, that's the amazing thing, that literally people can, if whatever they feel comfortable with all the time, it will be within the guidelines. But if they want to stay within the confines of their own house, look out the window, open the window and watch that way, they can do that. Yeah. If they want to step into the garden, they can do that, whatever way they want to do it, which tells us something, Aideen, I think, about the nature of the piece. It's not going to be full of verbal puns and subtle lines of dialogue. It's going to have to be big, broad, physical work that can be seen at a distance.
Exactly, yeah. We have to, I guess, develop a kind of a visual language that people will be able to understand. Yeah, exactly, at a distance. So that's what we're working at the moment. It's going to be very exciting.
And are you thinking of these characters, you know, do they have names? Do they have a specific story? Or are you trying to make them that they can read as whoever you want them to read as?
I guess my approach to the character is that I'm playing is that she is born of this moment. So the way I see it is, I don't see her as having this, you know, big psychological backstory, but that she's completely unfazed by these new measures that are molding her life. They're normal. I hate the phrase, but they are the new normal. But she's adapting to them and making the very best that she can out of her situation. And I guess I have to try and transmit that to the audience through my body language and my face and movement and all of that kind of thing, that they'll be able to understand where she's coming from without text, basically, or without being very close to her.
Yeah, without verbal cues, that the visual aspect will be enough to do just that. Pat mentioned there that there had been plans to put on a play of yours. What stage were you at with the work when the play was called Hail to the Great Wave? What stage were you at when you found out, no, this isn't going to happen right now?
Pretty close to finishing, I guess, maybe a final draft, or maybe I'll do another draft, I don't know, but pretty close to the end. And I was in lockdown when we were doing our workshop online on Zoom. So I was writing and about a kind of apocalyptic play when the apocalypse was happening. So that was a very interesting experience. So it was, I think, in mid-March that we got the announcement, and I was writing in March with a view to do our workshop at the end of the month. So it was all very unexpected, but the play will happen at some point, but we're not sure when or how that might happen because we don't know the circumstances yet. But yeah, we don't know what's going to happen exactly.
Yeah, what struck me too was the actual idea of the play. As you said, it's apocalypse has happened in terms of the play that you had written. It's a couple in a bunker.
I'm sorry, I can't quite hear you there. Would you be able to say that again?
Yes, I was just saying that. I was just saying that the play itself, that it deals with this couple in a bunker about to have a baby. So, I mean, there was something about the claustrophobia and the isolation of that fits right into the situation we're in right now.
Yes, it was. So I started writing it about a year ago, and I thought I was being very clever, thinking of something completely new that would never happen.
Oh, we seem to have lost Aideen there. I'll come back to you, Pat, in fact. Just about the general situation that we're all having to deal with at this point in time, Pat. Where do you think this is going to lead to for theatre companies, practitioners like yourself? Very, very difficult for people who are relying on theatre for a living.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's going to come down to the see where it fits in, actually, into the nation, really, you know. Because it's going to take a little bit of minding, I think, now, you know. And I think it's going to take a lot of creativity and new ideas. You know, I think venues particularly, I mean, you know, we're in the luxurious position of used to, you know, that we're not tied to a venue and that we're, you know, that we're not necessarily dependent on being in venues, but people who are, it's an extraordinarily difficult time. We may need to start thinking about new experiences, but what might the new theatre experience be or new live experience be? But look, the biggest thing is none of us know really, do we? But I think it's the arts needs to be looked after now, you know, and I know that there has been, you know, in terms of the national campaign for the arts, that they're working really hard in ensuring that we as an industry don't become sidelined as the inevitable recession comes on, you know.
And have you spoken to other theatre makers, other production companies, not only in Cork but around the country? Are you getting a sense of what sense are you getting from them?
Well, I mean, it's the same. I mean, you know, I mean, ultimately, okay. I mean, it's been gradual, in some ways, insofar as that we're going. Okay, well, are things going to change? Are they going to, you know, in terms of the arts concert, we all have to relook at our plans that were made last year or the year before that, which suddenly became redundant for most of us, you know. There's the optimist in us is seeing things going back to a way or a place that allows audiences to gather in buildings again. I think the pessimists in us are seeing that as a long way off yet.
Yeah.
But the thing I'll say to everybody is that usually there's something going on. There's somebody you can ring up to say, what's actually going on? None of us can.
Nobody has the inside track on this one.
No.
Well, listen, Pat, thanks for speaking to us and joining us this evening, and also to Aideen O'Donoghue speaking to us earlier there. And the show that Pat and Aideen were telling us about, Contact, a travelling theatre performance by Cork a Dorker, can be seen from the 11th through until the 14th of June and the 18th through until the 21st of June at various locations, maybe outside your window, hopefully, around Cork City. But you can find out full details of all of that on corkmidsummer.com.